Nobody's making me say this. I'm talking to you. Been traveling 17 hours, irradiated by signals, by images, of viruses, of virtues, like everyone. Like exiled angels, we swing out of the clouds above Night City. Fields of light, broken by the curve of dark waterways. And on the other side of the world, an unhappy teenage girl sets fire to herself, her house, her neighborhood, and some that dwell therein. Sorry, simulacrum of sad dawn. You've never seen everything. Sleep of the just, sleep of reason, any damn kind of sleep, please. Trying to balance on a sloping bed in Naples. Or is it Skopje? I forget. Through the thin hotel wall, a man groans in his dreams. And on the other side of the world, the drug squad busts a child's birthday party. Puts bullets in the family dog and the blood goes all over the baby. Mounties are strip-searching schoolgirls because they can. A car crashes and burns on an off-ramp from the gardener. Two dogs in the back seat die, and in the front, a man and his mother. Forensics reveal the lady has pitchfork wounds in her chest. Pitchfork. And that the same or a similar instrument has been screwed to the dash to make sure the driver goes too. With a ring in his nose, and the leaders of business tell him which way to go, with tugs on the golden chain which once led the golden calf, and we're supposed to be impressed with their success. But my mind goes blank before the unbelievable indifference shown life, spirit, future, anything green, anything just. A small town baker got a bright idea. He cut his flour with pesticide and sent a bunch of neighbors on their longest journey. He was just being cheap, trying to make a profit. Didn't even have shareholders to answer to. But it's worth remembering, as we sell off the forests, gene splice the world's food into an instrument of control, maim and destroy as acts of theater. What came next? That when the survivors looked around and understood what had been done, they butchered that baker. Snow swirls in the parking lot light, like flour, like pesticide. There's a trade war brewing, or at least that's the face they paint on it, but it's only more transnational manipulation. It's all bad magic and gangrene politics, hormone disruptors and carcinogenetics. Greed twists eternal in the human breast. But the market has no brain. It doesn't love. It's not God. All it knows is the price of lunch. And here I sit, staring at my own shadow, feeling my blood move, trying not to have a drink, trying to find somewhere to put the rage I'm carrying.